feel like protection was a little bit better, had kept you a little cleaner.
Yeah. I thought those guys did a great job last week in protection. They battled, they kept me clean all game, and, really proud of the way those guys responded, and played last week.
How much do you think that had to do with any changes that maybe were implemented in the scheme or just getting the ball out quicker? What are your thoughts?
It's probably a combination of everything, but, overall, I thought those guys just came out, they played physical, they played hard. I thought we executed better up front. I just thought those guys played really well.
I think you guys ran a lot of faster paced, series, less fewer huddles and stuff like that. Is that something you've been more comfortable with over your career?
Obviously I've done both. Obviously last year we were primarily no huddle. And I think a lot of that obviously has to do, with Pat also being there, him being comfortable with some of the tempo calls, some of the no huddle stuff. So I think that's probably why you saw more of that last week than in previous weeks.
The best benefit is to the offense when you're running at that pace.
I just think it's good sometimes to change the tempo. I think you can catch the defense off guard. Sometimes you can limit them from substituting, especially on third down situations. If we don't change personnel, it makes it tougher for them to get into their, nickel or dime or whatever their specialty, third down personnel groupings might be that week. But, I think it's just good to change it up every now and then.
Sam, is there something about Stephon that makes you, look comfortable with the way style you guys play with the quick passes? Does he give you some sort of comfort level?
I think, I've said it from the beginning, very comfortable with Stephon. He's one of the guys that I felt like, we kind of hit it off, when I first got here as far as chemistry. And then I think last game, he just did a great job of kind of finding some of the soft spots in the zone underneath, which is why we utilized him on a lot of the quick game stuff.
How do you stay unpredictable whenever, I think most of his passes, his catches were, either behind the line of scrimmage or do you keep a defense off balance by just going left, right, or when you
as
are limited
far. How far you can get out of I think a lot of it's just game plan, how we choose to attack a defense, what we feel like gives us the best opportunity. But obviously, Stephon showed that he can be a threat, down the field vertically in the vertical passing game. So, we'd like to continue to mix him in, both in some of the short intermediate routes and also some of the downfield stuff as well.
Just in general terms, what did you see as the biggest difference with Pat calling plays versus with Norv?
It's really hard to tell in 1 week, considering that, last week too, a lot of the game plan had already been put in. By the time that, I think we all found out what happened last week. I think if anything, I don't know if there's anything substantially different. I think we probably did utilize more of our quick game than we have in the past, just trying to get the ball out to the perimeter, and letting our guys create.
Sam, can you talk about what a nice weapon Stephon Diggs is becoming for you? 13 catches the other day, the key fourth down catch there.
Yeah. Obviously, I've talked about it a lot, but I think Diggs is, he's very versatile. He's a guy that we can play inside. He's a guy that we can play outside. Obviously, his route tree, we're comfortable with him running some of the deeper routes down the field. But also, he's got a great feel for just kind of finding, soft spots and zone coverage underneath. And so when you've got a guy like that, it makes it nice because, we can put him all over the place. He can do everything that we want him to do. We've just got to find ways to get the ball in his hands, and we feel like good things will happen.
Is the shorter game or the quicker game, the upper tempo game, was that last week done to kind of buy time for your offensive line to get some confidence and keep you protected, or is this a longer term strategy here going forward?
You'd have to ask Pat. I think it was probably, last week just looking at their defense, it was a way that we felt like we could get the ball out, we could get completions, keep ourselves ahead of the chains, try to play from, second and three, second and four, create third and short opportunities, and just be efficient on first and second down.
You didn't get the ultimate result, but the go-ahead drive, what did you see from teammates, what you guys feel like you accomplished on that?
Yeah, obviously anytime you get put in a situation like that, I think we got the ball back with a little over 4 minutes needing a touchdown. And, to go down and score, obviously that's what we needed to do. It's what we wanted to do. You know, I thought our execution was great. You know, it started the big third down pickup, you know, I think on third and 10 to Thielen, and then obviously converting a fourth down to Diggs to keep a drive alive, you know, and then punching it in once we got down on the goal line. So, you know, we were in a lot of different situations. I thought we handled them very well, and it was really nice to go down and score a touchdown.
How are you feeling physically, Sam?
Good. I feel good.
Pulling out to your right, you got kind of hit low, you came up limping or something. Did you get an ankle rolled or what happened?
I don't know. Probably just a bump or a bruise, but nothing major.
Did they tell you why they checked you for a concussion, I think, in the first quarter?
No. I mean, I think the explanation I got is the independent guy felt like he needed to, but there was no phone call. He wasn't told to. I think he just kind of made that decision on his own, and I'm not really sure why he felt like he needed to, but...
A few questions, and that was...
Yeah, that was it.
I feel like the difference was in the running game. I mean, it seemed like there was some more perimeter runs. Do you feel?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, we hit on it, some of the tempo stuff, you know, just getting on the line, you know, running it, and then obviously, you know, some of the specials, the reverse to Diggs. But, you know, I think more than anything, it was just execution. You know, I thought we were better, you know, with our assignments. I thought we were better, you know, just getting guys covered up, and, you know, I think it helped.
You brought in a couple of kickers yesterday, but they're going to stay with Blair, it looks like, at this point. What's the, in the locker room and on the field during games, is there a tension level with him going out there to attempt kicks at this point?
No. I think we all believe in Blair. You know, we all trust Blair. You know, obviously, I haven't been here as long as some of the guys, but, you know, Blair's been a really good kicker for this team for a while. You know, as long as he's our kicker, we have full faith in him that he's going to go out there and make it. You know, we watch him do it in practice every day. And so, you know, I've got all the confidence in the world that when he steps onto the field, he's going to make it.
What do you see when you look at the Washington defense, Josh Norman and the corners, how they play? Does he go back and forth, or is he following
a guy? You know, if they do have a guy they feel like they need to match, then, you know, he will match at times. But, you know, their defense is playing well right now. You know, they're forcing some turnovers. You know, they forced a lot of fumbles, you know, last year and this year. You know, so they're playing pretty well right now.
Sam, was the communication between drives any different with Pat being on the field versus Norv being up top?
Not much. I mean, yeah, I primarily deal with Scott. You know, that's who most of my conversations are with during the game. You know, there were a couple instances where, you know, running out onto the field, you know, I would stop and talk with Pat. But, yeah, I would say the communication, for the most part, was very similar to what it had been with Norv.
It's kind of a strange dynamic to still have Scott here with Norv leaving.
Not really. I mean, you know, I think we're all grown-ups, obviously. You know, it's business. You know, I'm sure, obviously for Scott, I'm sure it was difficult, you know, to see his dad, you know, make that decision last week. But, you know, I think Scott's done a great job. You know, he didn't flinch. You know, he kept us motivated. He kept getting us prepared. And that's what I expect him to do.
Good.